ETHS Music Department won national recognition for the musical production of The Mikado. Briefly, Gilbert and Sullivan's famed operetta is the story of Nanki Poo, who has fled from the court of his father, the Mikado of Japan, in order to avoid a prearranged marriage. Nanki Poo has instead fallen in love with Yum Yum, but Yum Yum's guardian, Coco, who is the Lord High Executioner, also seeks her hand in marriage. As part of Coco's job, he keeps a little list.
Someday it may happen that the victim must be found. I've got a little list, I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed, who never would be missed. There's a pestilential nuisance and a right for autographs. All people who are flabby and an irritating laugh. All children who are up and they for you with a slap. All persons who are shaking hands, shake hands with you like that. All men who start each statement with, now, oh, I'm a prejudice. They'd none of them be missed, they'd none of them be missed.
He's got them on the list, he's got them on the list, and none of them be missed, and none of them be missed.
There's the television sheriff and the honors of his race, and the dance of the twist. I got them on the list, all people who eat peppermint and pop it in your face. They never would be missed. They never would be missed than the idiot who praises with enthusiastic tone. All cities, but this is every country but his own. All waiters so superior, they make you want to call. The guy who when his check arrives will stall and stall and stall. And that singular anomaly, the Cuban communist. Well, I don't think he'd be missed. I'm sure he'd not be missed.
He's got them on the list. He's got them on the list. And I'm not going to be missed.
And that controversial fellow who just makes one but power while keeping temperamentalist. I've got him on my list. All fanny fellows, comic men, and clouds of private life. They never would be missed, they never would be missed. An apologetic statesman of a compromising kind. It's just, what do you call him? Sigma Barbie, likewise. Oh, never mind. And Ken, oh, what's his name? And also, you know who? The task of being complex I'd rather leave to you. But it really doesn't matter who you put upon the list. For they none of them be missed, they none of them be missed.
You may put them on the list, you may put them on the list. And none of them be missed, well done.
The success of The Mikado is due not only to a superb performance, but also to an elaborate method of tying the past with the present.
We love you, Nanki Poo, oh yes we do. We love you, Nanki Poo, and we'll be true. When you're not near us, we're blue.
Problems arise for the Lord High Executioner when the Mikado complains about the lack of executions. His ultimatum is expressed in Here's a Howdy Do.
I must die without a ready. Let the fidget tear and shed you with this my distress. Here's a pretty mess.
Can't think of things to her like she'd be. Matrimonial devotion doesn't seem to suit her notion. Very only three. Can't think of things.
If what they say is true, it's death to bury you. Here's pretty
pretty skating things. Yeah, the pretty how do you? Yeah, the pretty skating things are pretty skating things.
Here's how
do
you?
Here's how do you? Yeah, how do you? But if what I say is true, I cannot get to marry you. Yes, I'm pretty, pretty, skating all the things.
Yeah, how pretty, how do you?
As problems for Coco increase, the Mikado makes a surprise visit to the executioner to the theme of a more humane Mikado.
A more humane Mikado never did in Japan exist. To nobody's second, I'm certainly reckoned a true philanthropist. It is my very humane endeavor to make to some extent each evil liver a running river of harmless merry men. My object all sublime, I shall achieve this time. Let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent, unwillingly represent the source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment. All offshore society sinners who chatter and bleach and bore are sent to speeches by communist leeches who preach from 10 till 4. The brilliant team singer whose vocal villain is all desire to share shall during all hours exhibit his powers to Madame Tussauds waxwork. The lady who pats her makeup on thick and clairols her grey hair in, who girdles in hair but shows in the rear, shall ever be metric held dead. The engines who on Evanston buses scribble on window panes, we only suffer to ride on a bumper from Howard Street to bed. My object all sublime, I shall achieve in time. To let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime. And make it please repent, unwillingly then present the fault of innocent merry men, of innocent merry men. The advertising quack who winners with tales of countless cures. His teeth have been shall all be extracted by terrified amateurs. The rock and roll singer of tens of cities of masses of fugues and orcs. By pockets are woven with drums of Beethoven and classical Sunday pops. The billiard sharp whom anyone catches his dooms extremely hard. These men should dwell in a dungeon cell on a storm that's always hard. And there he plays extravagant matches and fishless finger stalls on a cloth untrue with a twisted cue and elliptical billiard ball. My object all sublime, I shall achieve in time. Prevent the punishment is the crime, the punishment is the crime. And make it please repent, unwillingly let present the source of innocent many men, of innocent many men.
The object all sublime, he will achieve in time. Prevent the punishment is the crime, the punishment is the crime. And make it please repent, unwillingly let present the source of innocent many men, of innocent many men.
From the Congo or the Niger, and especially when lashing of his tail.
The whole game comes spreading that is real. Nothing
can be terrified of doom. Never could he be scientific, there's
delicate surrender to the falling of a flight of thunderbolt.
Yes, in spite of all my meekness, if I have a little weakness, it's a passion for a flight of thunderbolt.
If that is something, then I'll tell you, every day our teeth are one.
Away we go, and belly, belly,
belly, all our day is
there is beauty in extreme old age. Do you fancy you are elderly enough? Information I'm requesting on a subject interesting is the maiden all the better when she's tough.
Oh, of the fine opinion, it's a general opinion that you'll ask her to deal longer when she's tough.
Are you old enough to marry, do you think? Won't you wait until you're 80 in the shade? There's a fascination frantic in a ruin that will mind. Do you think you are sufficiently decayed?
And to the matter that you mention, I am giving some attention, and I think I'm sufficiently decayed.
It takes a little explaining, but finally the Mikado ends on a happy note when Nanky Poo and Yum Yum marry.
It's like this. Your Majesty says, let a thing be done, and it's as good as done. Practically it is done, because Your Majesty's will is law. Your Majesty says, kill a gentleman, and a gentleman is told off to be killed. Consequently, that gentleman is as good as dead. Practically, he is dead. And if he's dead, why not say so?
I see. Nothing could possibly be more satisfactory.
Born he's gone, then marry Yum Yum. Your anger pray bury, for I will be merry. I think you had better succumb and join our expressions.
On this subject, I pray you be dumb. Your notions, so many, are not worth a penny. The word for your guidance is mum. You've got a good bargain indeed.
Humorous highlights of the year came during the spring play, The Imaginary Invalid. Cleante, posing as a music teacher in order to see his loved one, has his bluff called and is forced to sing a duet.
Beautiful shepherdess, I adore you. Never shepherd was so true. Tell me, I implore you. If you love me, do you love me? Love me, dear, as I love you.
Faithful shepherd without deceiving, if quite truthful I must be, though your vows of love believing, no.
Can I believe, my ears? What do I learn? That, my love, you don't return. You do not love, or love me less. Love me less than I love you.
Surely my means
love me more.
I love you more.
Sing it again. Oh, let me hear it.
I love you, shepherd dear.
Really, I didn't know my daughter was so advanced.
But I told you, monsieur, she is the most apt of all my pupils. And now, as the plot unfolds, and as they love each other, but she is betrothed to another.
They're very...
As you so wisely say, good monsieur, very awkward. But as you will understand, the shepherd, of course, wants to know what she intends to do, and we shall hear.
Dearest shepherd, as sweet as May, though we love beyond all measure, if a father shows displeasure, dare a daughter disobey?
I will answer.
You will answer.
I will answer. Hear me pray. Cupid, god of love, discovers ways of helping parted lovers. It is love I must obey.
It is love she must obey.
It is love she must obey.
He's a hussy!
Recollections of the year would not be complete without mention of the Central Council. The Tuesday morning meetings were highlighted by frequent discussions on such bills as the expectations of council members.
I have a brief comment before we start discussing this bill. When this bill was first brought up, it was brought up not with the intention of making Central Council a dictatorial body where everybody sits and points at their neighbor and says, you're not doing your job, or something like this. It was brought up for the purpose of making Central Council a more effective organization. I think if we don't do it, Central Council is liable to collapse. The main issue here is not whether we want to have five people on a committee or six people on a committee to remove people, or whether we don't want to remove at all. The main issue here, first of all, is whether we want to have strict enforcement of these other rules, which I recall to your attention were unanimously passed concerning attendance, proper procedure for excused absence, and so forth. These were unanimously passed, which means everybody feels we need rules. However, we need some means of enforcing them, or else these rules are just useless. I think if we set up an effective means for enforcing these rules, Central Council can become a much more effective organization. And if 16 homeroom presidents make one report each week or more, finally the students of this high school would start respecting Central Council for what it is, and Central Council could start fulfilling its purpose. If we don't set up an effective means for doing this, the Central Council is now on the road to collapse, and I think it will finally reach its destination. And if Central Council collapses, I hate to say it, but I think it's pretty direct proof that the students of this high school aren't as great as they think they are. They can't maintain their own student governing body.
The styling of the big bands of the 30s was a specialty for Evanston's dance band. Listen as they imitate the greats with Leapfrog.
Thank you.
another school year draws to a close. Many look forward to returning to ETHS in the fall. But for the senior class, this represents the end of four exciting years. They express their feelings in the 1962 class song.
Evanston, we thank you with gratitude and praise for knowledge, strength, and devotion we've gained in many ways. Your halls have been the opening door to learning's vast domain. The warm affection held for you shall evermore remain. Your lofty towers reach skyward as if to catch the sun. Many things you have taught us, we